These days, many people have had to take on new tasks or extra responsibilities. The pressure of everyday life has increased for a lot of us. And sometimes, suddenly out of nowhere, new problems stack up quickly, and you feel like you just don't have the time or energy to deal with it all. Plus, the issues aren't small things. They're a big deal to you and to others. You might feel anxious, or your chest might even begin to tighten up, or you might become impatient and lash out at people. These are all signs of overwhelm, and they're more common than ever. I know I've felt this way many times. It's almost like you're drowning in an ocean of worries. If you're feeling overwhelmed, it's probably because you are. Every person has a limit. You can't be everywhere and take care of everything all the time. There's lots of tips and tricks out there that can help, like writing things down, make a schedule, and learn to prioritize. While this advice is useful, it doesn't always make the uneasiness go away, does it? Things still weigh on your mind, don't they? And the current crisis has put us all on edge. We're all stressed out more than ever. You may see a lot of ugly reactions from others and even from yourself. But there's one thing we often forget about when we feel overwhelmed, and it's the secret to escape that place of chaos and confusion. During overwhelming times, everything around you will be telling you that you have no time to seek God's presence. You don't have the time to pray or read His Word. And that's the big lie the enemy tries to sell you. He tries to tell you that you have to do it all on your own. But you don't. You can't. But God can, and He will help you. One of the biggest problems when we feel overwhelmed is cluttered thinking. Our brain jumps from one worry to the next. But when you stop and pray, and you ask for God's kingdom to come to your life, it means you ask Him to establish His order in your thoughts and your actions, and in your heart. When you put God first, He's guaranteed to respond. You don't have to spend hours on end in prayer, but dedicate time to God. Don't put it off. One simple way is to open up your Bible and read the Psalms as a type of prayer. The Psalms are an incredible source of hope and understanding. So when the storm clouds gather and it seems like things are crumbling all around you, dig in your heels and seek God. In His presence, you can show your true fragile self. Show Him how much you feel like you can't do it all. Let Him know how hard it is for you. Pour it all out at the feet of Jesus. Then ask Him to lift you up. Ask Him to guide you in how to put your life in order. Let Him show you where to place your priorities and where you need to ask for help. Step by step, brick by brick, let the Lord show you how to build His kingdom in your life. Will the process be perfect and free of mistakes? Of course not. You'll get bumped around and even fall down sometimes, and that's okay. Just get back up. The Lord reaches out to you and extends His hand to help you. Trust in the process and rest knowing who God is in your life. Call out to the Spirit of God and ask Him to shut out all the noise and chaos. Let Him allow you to focus. Focus on just one task. Get it done. Then move on to the next. And move forward in a prayerful way. Send forth the Spirit of God to cast out the enemy and prepare the way for you. Now let's pray. O loving Lord, here we are seeking You, dedicating our time to You as we know that without You we can't get it all done. We seek You in all praise and thanksgiving. Bring Your kingdom to our hearts and our lives. Establish Your order. Let us know we can rest in You and the promises that You offer us to our souls that tell us no matter what, by the blood of Christ, we are free. Yes, we may suffer and strive for now, but these things will pass. Your victory is assured. The enemy has been defeated. Bring the peace of Your Holy Spirit to us and let us go forth courageously and confidently. Jesus is our strength and our salvation. Let it be in him, with him, and through him, and may it glorify you, O mighty Lord. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.